Good morning. Okay, good morning. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. By the seventh day, God completed his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. Okay, let's pray. Father God, we just thank you so much for this morning. We thank you that we can just come before you and start our day just with no agenda, and that we can just come and be refreshed by you. Lord, we just humble ourselves before you, and we just ask that, that you just speak to us this morning. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Okay, so today I'm going to talk a little bit about rest and about how God has been teaching me about what it means to rest in him. So when I was young, my dad was a bit of a workaholic. And he would work, you know, Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday we would just make it to church, and then the moment church was finished, he would go straight back to work and work all day. And I remember my brother and I having a holy intervention, and we sat him down one day and we're like, "Dad, you're disobeying one of the Ten Commandments. You're not keeping the Sabbath, and you know, you're working and you're making work your priority." And you know, my dad was very convicted by his two young children, saying that to him, and so he stopped, and he took Sundays completely off. And for myself, I've definitely inherited some of those workaholic tendencies. But in terms of setting time aside and not working, that's never been too difficult for me. I've always been able to do that. But I found that not working doesn't equal resting. When I was teaching, during the school year, it's always super stressful. And so I would spend my summers at home, like sleeping in every day, watching TV, running outside, catching up with friends, eating. And it all felt so good until I came back to real life. And even though, you know, technically I had a summer of rest, you know, all that weariness and that heaviness that I would feel during the school year would, you know, come back. And, it's not that all those things that I did were bad. Those were good things. I was re-energizing my physical body with rest, like sleep and fresh air. But my soul, you know, my spirit wasn't being refreshed. I wasn't fully resting. I was actually escaping and, you know, avoiding. So what does God intend, you know, rest to be? Like, what does it look like? So in the passage, you know, we all know how God created the universe and man in 6 days, and then he rested. And, you know, not because he was tired, but because he was finished. And he was satisfied. You know, he said that it was all very good. But when you look at it from man's perspective, you know, he was created on the sixth day, which meant that his first day was a day of rest. It was in God's rest. And, you know, what does that show him? You know, that showed him that God was sufficient. And it was just about being with God, enjoying his creation, just being in that perfect rest. But then came the fall, and that ruined everything. In came, you know, work became painful toil. With that, man grew restless. The good news for us is that through Jesus, we are restored to God and God's original plan for us to be in his rest. And, you know, Jesus didn't just demonstrate this rest. You know, there's countless times that, You know, he went off to be alone with God. But Jesus himself is our rest. You know, in Matthew 11, 28 to 30, you know, he says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." You know, rest requires humility and trust and faith. You know, I'm sure it was really easy for Adam, you know, that first day in the garden. You know, like everything he needed was in front of him. Like, how can you not be humble when God is like, "Hey, look what I just did." You know, it's like animals and trees and this, you know, everything. And how can you not trust when, you know, everything was provided for him? And how can you not believe that God is good when God's like, "This is all for me to share with you, and I just want to be with you"? I think that rest is something that God is still teaching me, but I know it's definitely one of the big lessons, as it's kind of come up a lot for me this year. So one example would be like during the fast. I was doing water for, it ended up just being a week, but you know, I was so physically weak. Like, I really don't know how people who do water fast, like, every year. I was so physically weak that all I could do is, like, lie there. And, you know, by his grace, I look back, I'm like, it was only by his grace that I got any work done during that period. Because it's like, once the workday was over and I went home, I seriously was just lying on my bed, you know? And, but, you know, when I was lying there, you know, I was too tired to watch TV, to read, or, you know, like, even, like, Bible was, like, audio, you know, because I was just lying there. And, you know, but then it's, like, almost by default, I'm like, "All right, God, you have me here." Like, and so I would just spend all that time just, you know, soaking in his presence. And, you know, I haven't been so consistent in my journaling in the past few years, but there was so much written in my journal from that time. And, you know, now, you know, now that I'm, you know, back to being, you know, physically able, you know, I still find my tendency is to want to turn to activities that are, you know, that are brainless, you know, just watch a funny TV show, just tune out. And that's how I can rest and, you know, de-stress. And, you know, and I think part of it is, like, I'm so used to being, you know, like, self-reliant and self-sufficient that when it's time to rest, I just want to shut down because, you know, I am not capable, right? But, you know, with rest, it doesn't come when we disengage, but when we engage with God. And when we can just lay everything before him and, like Adam on that first day, you know that God has everything in control and that he is sufficient. So I want to ask Puriki to come up. And just as he plays, you know, I don't know where you are in this this journey of rest. But I think, you know, the first question to ask is the first step of, are you setting time aside? Are you setting a day aside to rest in the Lord? You know, that's a commandment, so you know, that needs to be the first thing that we ask ourselves. Or, you know, are you like me where you're doing things in the name of rest that are actually keeping you from engaging in him and finding true rest? Or are you having difficulty trusting that, you know, God is sufficient? So just as Puriki plays, yeah, just lay things down before the Lord and just, you know, let him speak to you during this time.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. This is the end. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I'm desperate for you. I'm lost without you. And I'm desperate for you. I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you.
Father, some of us just come before you so weary and just so tired and so restless, and Father, just thank you that you invite us into your rest. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you that we are safe and secure in your arms. And Father, we just lay the things before you that that keep us from you. So Father, just continue to ask your presence to be with us. just reveal more of yourself to us. You know, we trust that you are a good father who takes care of us. In Jesus' name I pray. So let's turn to our community prayers. Let's pray for those who are battling cancer. Let's pray for, you know, healing in their bodies and just strength in their spirits and, you know, for those who are taking care of them. Let's pray for those who are sick and also do not know him yet. Just pray that that God's presence will be so strong and just undeniable during this time for them. Let's pray for those who are suffering from non-cancer related illnesses. Let's pray for healing over them. Let's pray for those in our community who are looking for jobs. Let's just pray for God's provision. And let's just pray for just encouragement for those, who've been, looking for a while. And that they can just trust that, that God has his perfect plan and timing for them. Let's pray for our Friday mission focus. So Singapore, SPSG, and PSAM Kim, and for Indonesia, SPIN, and Pastor Salamat in Kupang. Pastor Salamat is traveling right now, so you can pray for him.
And let's pray for our local outreach ministries, for Agape, Homies, SP Lights, Freedom, Bridge, and Recreation. And let's just pray for Tim and Janella as they lead, and just that God will give them wisdom and and just knowing how to lead all these different ministries, and that He'll connect them with the right people. And let's pray for our Friday evening activities, so SPU, IP, and EG is not meeting tonight, but you can still pray for them. House churches are on break, but let's pray for McCain and Mick Robinson's. Pray for the leaders that during this break that they will find, that they'll be able to rest in Him and be refreshed for the next season. So Father, we just thank You for this morning. Thank You for meeting with us. And I just bless Your spirits to connect to Holy Spirit, to lead Your bodies and souls into His perfect rest today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, enjoy your prayer time.